Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Are you bracing yourself for the blizzard? Well, nothing yet over here on the East Coast. We're not seeing anything but rain. We're doused in it. They're saying that the upper Northwest is going to get up to 3 feet of snow. Well, it wasn't long ago, folks, we had 3 feet of snow. We dealt with it. It melted. They're going to dump 30,000 tons of salt everywhere. They're going to destroy the bay even further. They're going to destroy the ocean even further. You know, sea life can't handle this. But as long as you're not skidding down the road, they're happy with it. This is the Everyman Show. Thanks for listening, for those of you that are. My name is Alan Eric Dubosky, and you can friend me on Twitter. You know, today has just been a barrage of news. We understand that American boots are on the ground in Ukraine. They're probably going to send in 100,000 troops back to the Middle East. This is not going to end well. We got 7,500 dead, 15,000, 20,000 maimed soldiers. For what? For the globalists, for the New World Order, for the Illuminati. They are raging forward with their globalist agenda, and we all know that it's in the name of peace when we're all in pieces, laying on the ground, blood everywhere, you know, black ops, you know, it's just a mind sweep. We got more cops blowing away guys on the side of the road. Look, just because the guy shot at cops years ago there in New Jersey doesn't mean when he's getting out of the car, you got to blow his brains out. Saw a video of the kid over there at the wedding. The girl tells the cops that he's got a gun with a bullet for her, and the cops go in, and he runs away, and, well, they, you know, shot him down in the back. I'm not so sure that this is a good thing. We know that George Soros funded $33 million for the Ferguson event to various rat trap groups and Al Sharpton and his ilk. I mean, are you okay with that? You know, we're Twittering and tweeting and texting. I think it's the warm bodies in the street that they're worried about. They're worried about protests. They're worried about people coagulating and saying, look, we've had enough of this. This is America. You're not going to turn us into a third world country, dumb us down, give us, you know, a couple bucks an hour to work at fast food restaurants that are poisoning the kids. That's not going to do it. We need to bring the high-tech jobs home. We need to secure our most high-tech secrets from China. Why is China flying the F-35? And this thing is deadly, folks. They've got, you know, lithium-powered aircraft carriers, and they've got nuclear weapons, and they've got this, they've got that. It's mutually assured destruction is going to be coming. I think they have a gigantic Kevlar underground base, underground bunker there off the right outside of the airport of Colorado, and I'm sure they all have a hotel room in there waiting for them while they dine on caviar and lobster. This is probably why you can't get a good lobster up there in Maine, because it's all on ice in that Kevlar bunker. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure that these oligarchs don't give a rat's ass about the average human being. I don't think they give a rat's ass about the narrative on CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, CNN even exists anymore. But I guess Al Sharpton will be on at some point to tell you all about how he's standing up for the black man while the black man is being decimated in this country. The open borders bringing in millions and millions of people who basically can't speak English, read English, don't give a rat's ass about English. I think this is the rat's ass agenda being shoved down our throats. Swallow. Chew, 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 and swallow. That is the narrative of the day. Just take it because we said so. And, of course, the Department of Education is telling you that Common Core is good for the kids, and don't worry, we're teaching them what they ought to know, when, in fact, they're telling kids that George Washington, John Adams, and our founders are terrorists. They should have never come to this country and killed all the Indians. It's called war, ladies and gentlemen. Those that win, win. Those that lose, lose. As long as humanity is the prime goal. Goal! Where's that guy? I mean, they ought to have a real serious speaker announcement every time Barack Obama does a speech somewhere, and that guy's come on and go, goal! We're just awash in it, folks. But make sure that you drink your aspartame and, you know, your corn fructose and Monsanto, the BT corn there. You want to eat lots of that because you're going to want to have Alzheimer's. You're going to want your kids to have autism when all this comes down the pike. You're not going to want to recognize any of it. You don't want to remember any of it. You're not going to want to sit around at the dinner table and discuss the disgusting blood and guts agenda that's coming down the pike for America as well as Europe. You know, Hitler never went away. You know, John Boehner today on Twitter was talking about Library of Congress and how it's a great thing, this and that and the other. Well, you might be surprised to know that in 1921, millions and millions of books, documents, things regarding history, religion, how humanity came about was destroyed, burned. And then Hitler, of course, did the same thing when he ran his terror network through. They don't call Hitler a terrorist. No. He was on the cover of Time Life magazine two times back in 1933 as Humanitarian of the Year. And, of course, Bill Maher says that Chris Kyle is a psychopath. Well, I think we need about 3,000 or 4,000 more Chris Kyles. We need to have SEALs go in and wipe out ISIS, but I'm sure that's not going to happen until they're finished using them to run their scourge across the Middle East and kill more Muslims. And the Christians are in the mix there, you know, I don't know, it's gross, it's disgusting, it's out there. And, you know, you ever wonder how much information comes to the Internet and Google just decides to wipe it out, block it? Well, it happens. It happens on a daily basis, probably, I'd say, thousands of times a week. That's their main job, you know. And, you know, look, texting, Twittering, Facebooking, Pinecresting, Instagramming is not going to save the Republic. You save the Republic by disobeying Obamacare. You save the Republic by writing letters to your congressmen and senators saying, winky, 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 we know what's going on in the rat bait political world that they shovel down your throat. Political quackery, ladies and gentlemen. Politics not as usual, but ramped up to a degree that it is just indigestible. It'll give you indigestion. If you look at it enough, if you pay enough attention to it, you will get sick. A lot of people are sick. A lot of people have they've crossed the paradigm. They understand the agenda at hand. And, well, the whole time you're going to have mainstream media talking about the blizzard that's going to hit the upper northeast, because that's way, way uber more important than you being free, than your children being educated and having clean food and living a long, productive, prosperous life. Which, you know, if you ask me, I don't see that happening. I feel bad for the generation coming up. They believe the narrative. Mark Dice had a great new video out there where he's telling people that we ought to get rid of the Bill of Rights. Yeah, he and people say, yeah, we need to get rid of that Bill of Rights, man. That's no good. We've had enough of that. And, of course, the gun haters are out there telling us, you know, you have no idea what keeps you safe every day. Concealed carry in the United States is probably up 1,000% over what it was just a few years ago. You have Jewish rabbis telling his flock, his communities, you need to get guns now. You need to arm yourself irregardless of what you may think. We are endangered. I have to agree with him. I have to agree that there comes a time when all good men should come to the call of morality and say, you know, we're not going to let you steamroll us. You can, you know, run your Xboxes and your flat-screen TVs with two-way cameras in them, and you can spy on us through our smart meters and do all this and that and the other. But when the time comes for me to protect my family, my property, myself, Well, that's the way we're going to roll. I sit here sometimes, especially on a day like this, and I think to myself, you know, I knew some guys in Washington, D.C. that had these souvenir shops, and they created and purchased and, you know, they sold millions and millions of dollars worth of souvenirs right there in Washington, D.C., and I think to myself, wow, if I would have just started selling bobbleheads about 10 years ago, I could be living in a beachfront property somewhere in South Carolina or Florida, away from all the blizzards and away from all this hard, hard global cooling that's going on. My toes would not be aching as they do right now. I'm hunkered down next to a heater in my shack over here somewhere on the eastern shore, wishing that I was warm. Yeah, bobbleheads, ladies and gentlemen, with all kinds of neat little cliches on them, you know, and maybe you could pull a string and it would say something like, I don't know what I would say. I don't know what I would put on there, but I'm sure I would have lots of things going. I'd make a Rush Limbaugh bobblehead, and I could make an Alex Jones bobblehead, and I could make a Michael Savage bobblehead, and I could make an Al Sharpton and a Jesse Jackson and Barack Obama and Dick Cheney and George Bush and Al Gore, and I have all kind of neat little things coming out of their little squeaky speakers. Because, you know, I'll tell you something. It's an industry. It's a grief industry. It's a fear-mongering industry. When you look back on what Alan Dulles, Foster Dulles, said, you know, in their years of with starting up the CIA, of course, which we know is the Illuminati, to the 10th power, you know, you have to, you know, Brzezinski, Kissinger, they all, you know, they told you what they were going to do. They made it very clear what their game was. These people walk around like they're gods, and they're going to live for 500 years. And, they're just the most important thing walking. I've said many times that World War II was started on a napkin. World War I was started by bankers and the Hearst papers and the lies. And what they wanted to do was wipe out Europe so that they could rebuild Europe in their own image and have the perfect society. Human beings, ladies and gentlemen, will never, ever exist in a perfect society when the MK Ultra image projection, mind control, whether it was books 400 years ago, writing books, you know, 500 years ago, when they, you know, well, I would imagine things were written in blood. How scary would that be, huh? I don't think they cared about hepatitis C and hepatitis, you know, A and all that. They just, you know, wrote it in blood.
Oh, the king's note is written in blood. We've got to believe everything he says. Fill the note!
Well, I don't know that that building a moat could keep him out now. I don't think building a moat could keep the drones away from your property. I don't think that, you know, there's some guys on the Twitter, there's a story out there where the guy who flies these drones, you know, he's telling his tale. Bradley Manning told his tale. Assange told his tale. We've got Snowden who told his tale, and their tales are highly prized and sought after skins. I'm sure they would like to behead them, shrink their heads, and put them on a keychain and walk around something like you saw in the movies Predator. Yeah, well, how fake is the movie Predator? You know, Hollywood definitely brings us into the fold. You know, as Roseanne Barr said, Hollywood is all MKUltra. That's why she got out. She couldn't take it anymore because she's more of a serious person way more down to earth than you might imagine. And man, let me tell you something. Those macadamia nuts that she produces are delish. Delish, those macadamia nuts. You know, that's pretty fantastic. You know, I assume that with food prices going the way they are, a lot of people are going to be wanting to hunt wild boar and get out here and hunt white-tailed deer and keep some type of a clean meat on their table. Because I often think when I'm, you know, making my burger or making my beef, you know, cooking my steak, I often say to myself, what's in there? You know, have you ever had grass-fed beef? Do you know the difference in grass-fed beef and beef that is grain-fed? Well, it's the grain-fed beef that literally clogs your arteries because your body doesn't know how to handle this alien product. And we all know that Monsanto, in my opinion, is a food terrorist organization. Didn't George Bush stand up there and say, we got to worry about the food? We got to worry about the water because it's in a lot of trouble. Maybe he was telling us the truth. Maybe those members of Skull and Bones have a heart after all, and they just don't sit around eating them. I'm kidding. I don't know if they eat hearts, but there is stories about them drinking human blood and sacrificing babies. Ah, so disgusting. Why would anyone want to be a member of one of these Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, Masons? You know, I have Warren G. Harding's cards. I have his membership to the Ancient Scottish Rite, which I found while renovating a home in Northeast D.C. And, you know, it's kind of weird when you hold that thing and you look at it and you say, whoa, this was really, this is something that this man signed, he coveted, he was a member of these groups. And they're supposed to be for humanity. These groups were developed, Mark Geist was talking about that today on Infowars.com, that these groups were put together to ward off the Catholic Church, who was a blood-curdling murder cult from hell. You better believe it. I mean, after all, the Vatican is painted with 24-karat gold walls, and he tells you how it's all for the little man, all for the poor people, while they starve at his feet. The pontiff, the pope. Well, the pope is full of poop. And who doesn't know that now? You know, my opinion on religion and spirituality is it is an individual conquest over humanity. It is your individual relationship with Yahweh, God, whatever. I mean, I believe in Yahweh. I believe in the Supreme Spirit. I mean, I don't believe that he's made in the image of man, or man is made in the image of God. That's crap. Maybe God is a rat. Maybe God is a possum. Maybe God was at one point made in the image of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, because they could seriously do some chomping on Neanderthals back in the day. Is God a bloodthirsty, you know, a creature of mayhem and destruction? I don't know. Don't think so. But we are in the midst of the, you know, we're in World War III. They won't say it. I've talked about quiet weapons for silent wars for quiet weapons. The slow oozing, the gradual nudge, the desensitization to war, blood, and guts you see everywhere. Well, you know, you have the Belisarius and you have the Bruckheimer television shows. There was a story the other day how it looks like the spy networks of old, the retired goobers, are giving their stories to Hollywood. Hollywood's eating it up, putting it on the screen, people devour it. You know, I guess. I don't have cable. I'm not interested in cable. I'll never have cable. I would not put cable in my home if it were free. Because sometimes, like my mom would say, don't take free things from people. There's always a catch. Don't take candy. Don't take food. Don't take gifts from anyone that mommy doesn't know. Unless it's your birthday. Unless it's Hanukkah or Christmas. you know. And so many words that my mother was deaf and she spoke sign language, but she could, you know, sometimes. And I remember that because she was gone when I was six. My father beat her to a pulp, and she finally got smart and got the hell out of there. And I'm sure my father lived a lifelong nightmare of guilt after having done that to my mother. So, you know, I mean, these are the kind of things that plague me. It's why I do the Everyman Show. I like to talk about everything all the time. There was a guy named Al Jorgensen on InfoWars today. He's a rocker. He's the head dude over there at the band Ministry. I don't listen to too much of that death metal, you know, that industry stuff. I'm not really into that because my life is plagued by enough real blood-curdling news. So I, you know, I haven't heard any of their new, yeah, I can't understand it, number one. I'm 57 years old, and I grew up on, you know, Motown and James Brown, and then, of course, we had the 70s, and I got into big hair and rock and roll and glam rock, and that was the things that I listened to, and I don't know, I still like to put on a little Karen Carpenter every now and then and some, you know, softer, easier music. Jazz is nice. You know, even Luther Vandross was, he was a great, great, great performer. And, you know, there's all kinds of music out there. Music happens to be the one of the rawest and true forms of communication. This is why it sinks so deep into the psyche. If Barack Obama, you know, we heard him try to do an Al Green tune there. And look how that hit the headlines. Look how he was in, even people that, you know, don't exactly care for him much, said, they laugh and giggle, and say, oh, he's human. A little sign of humanity there. I would assume that our illustrious president, the emperor himself, likes to put on a little music now and then and relax. I couldn't imagine his world. Somebody was talking, you know, of course, about an Onion piece that came out when he was elected saying, a black man now has the worst job on the planet. I got to agree. Isn't that what John F. Kennedy talked about before he was murdered? How he was done with these secret societies. But more than that, the Oval Office being used to destroy our Bill of Rights, our history, our God-given rights to all things that make us safe, and, you know, the search for health, wealth, and happiness, and that the Oval Office was being used without a doubt. What he was saying was that, hey, Truman brought 36,000 Nazis into this country. Nazis are all in government. They're in education. They're in our sciences. They're in our health care. They're involved in every facet of banking. They're running this country into a ditch. And we all saw him get shot over and over, and his brain exploded right there before our eyes. They don't blot that out, but they will not put Kim Kardashian's gorgeous, beautiful nude body on. They're going to edit that out. See, you know, FCC doesn't want you to hear, you know, cuss words. They don't like the words like fuck and shit and, you know, stuff like that and motherfucker. They don't want that on TV. But you can go to a theater and pay $10 and hear it all you want, or you can pay $100 a month for your cable bill, or go online and look at all the smut porn and listen to all the filth you want to hear and look at it. Sure. Come back, if you know what I mean. Well, you know, I think people need to be aware of toxins, whether it's toxic government rhetoric, whether it's toxic food, whether it's the average toxin coming from chemtrails, whether it is a toxic lifestyle that, you know, look, don't fight with your family. You got a full refrigerator and a roof over your head, and you have clean socks on your feet. Anything else doesn't matter. Material garbage, hierarchy, okay? Don't fight with your family. It's time for America to coagulate. Make your amends with old enemies that really laugh about the stupid things you fought over. Stay close to real friends. Your mom and your dad, if they're alive, well, they're only victims of the same toxic environment we all live in. Most of it is literally thrust upon you by design. Absolutely laid on you by people who, you know, they profit from the grief industry. Oprah Winfrey profited greatly from the grief industry. Al Sharpton, millions and millions of dollars from the grief industry. The whole terror paradigm we're living in. Why are corporations like RAND, Booz Allen Hamilton, Northrop Grumman, the airlines, their coffers 31% up from 10 years ago. I mean, the stock market is literally a hologram of bogus banker digital numbers meant to suck you in, meant to believe, make you believe that, hey, you could be just like them. Well, no, you can't. You know, a guy with $5 million right now in today's money, if he started playing with the stock market, in many cases, I have not seen the movie The Wolf of Manhattan or The Wolf of Wall Street. Called me at one point. They knew I sold a couple houses and they wanted my money. And I told them that, don't call me again, dude. I'm not interested in you. One more time and I'll have you arrested for stalking and harassment. And they stopped calling me. But the average guy with $5 million would probably lose it if he put his money in there instead of basically hiding it in a mattress. It would be gone within months. Gobbled up, disappeared. And as that one guy said on that great documentary, The Frontline, it depends on your appetite for risk. Yeah, depending on your risk appetite. You got a risk appetite? You got that appetite for risk? Oh, boy. Risky business. Hookers. Brothels. That's what we need. Legalize drugs. That's what we need. Legalize white lightning stills. Yeah. That ought to improve the economy. That'll give you an economy. Work on your spiritual economy. Work on your informational economy. Find it within yourself to get smart. And I'm not talking about Agent 99. This is Maxwell Smart. Remember that show? Balls, you know, they're talking into their shoes. Today in the news, they got a Russian up there in New York, some Russians, whatever, they're in here, you know, infiltrating about our economy and blah, 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 spies. You know, spies and spooks and freaks and gooks and, well, I assume that it's a little late for that, folks. Don't think about cybersecurity, think about cyber insecurity. Start weaning yourself off the web. Get your bank information off the web. Bail-ins are coming. We saw all the hoax, hacking. Hacking. That's hacking. This is cyber espionage, cyber terrorism from within. In this day and age, you're not going to go on the web and do things that NSA doesn't know about or can track. The IRS emails, 30,000 of them, were always right there. Election fraud, electronic election fraud is the norm and has been for a very long time. So think about all this. Thanks for listening to the Everyman Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'll be back tomorrow to talk about more corruption, more fakery and evil in the world. Thanks for listening. Till tomorrow, I'll be back on at 6:30 p.m. Bye-bye.